It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Kent, hundreds of unionized journalists at Gannett Newsrooms walk off the job this week, holding a wave of nationwide strikes to demand a change of leadership and an end to deep cost-cutting measures. Gannett being the nation's largest newspaper chain with multiple publications here in Wisconsin. Call in with a question, share your comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Dan Kennedy is here, journalism professor at Northeastern University in Boston. Dan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
And Davy Shastri is here, president of the Milwaukee Newspaper Guild and health and medical science reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Davy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So, Davy, Gannett journalists walking off the job, withholding bylines. We saw scenes around the country. Why didn't Gannett's Wisconsin publications follow suit and participate in the strike?
Right, that's a great question. So we have an established contract in Milwaukee that includes a no strike clause. So while we are fighting for many of the same, improvements that our sister guilds across the country are, we simply have to do it in a different way.
And so when you say do it in a different way, how do you do that? How do you come to the table?
Yeah, so a lot of what we have been working on is just focusing in on our bargaining with our local managers. Again, fighting for many of the same contract, improvements that a lot of our partner guilds are also doing. Better pay, tools to do our jobs, all those sorts of, trying to deal with cuts. And then we're also working to raise public awareness of our situation. We have an Action Network petition that people can sign and send a letter to our CEO. And so through things like that, we're able to kind of build awareness.
Dan, how are staff cuts at, Gannett Publications affecting news reporting around the country?
Well, the cuts have been absolutely devastating. I should say that here in Massachusetts, Gannett actually closed several dozen of the weekly papers that they had covering local communities. And they said, well, you can go online, but they also eliminated all local reporting and replaced it with regional reporting that nobody really cares about. And we see this in community after community across the country. Gannett has simply ceased to meet the news and information needs of local communities, even though the few journalists who are left continue to work very hard and do great work.
Davy, how are cuts affecting your newsroom at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel?
Yeah, we've faced significant cuts. Even just since looking back to 2020, our bargaining unit has been cut by about 25%. We were at 104 people in our bargaining unit, and now we're around 80. And just in the last year, we faced several rounds. We held off several rounds of cuts. We had several people leave in voluntary buyouts, and that is also an issue for us, because we lose a lot of institutional knowledge that way.
Dan, last year, Gannett reported almost $3 billion in operating revenue. It's down 7% from the year before. What do you make of the company's business structure and the company's business model?
Well, I'm not even sure what their business model is anymore. It just seems to be to stay ahead of the declining revenues by cutting newsrooms in order to continue to meet their rather massive debt obligations, which they took on after they merged with Gannett. After Gannett merged with Gatehouse Media. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And frankly, to keep the big bucks rolling in for people at the top, the one day strike that we are talking about was begun with the goal of trying to convince Gannett shareholders to remove Michael Reed, who's the chair and the CEO of Gannett. Reed has been paid about $11 million over the past 2 years in salary and stock options and whatever else he's been getting. And it didn't work. I mean, the shareholders reelected Reid as chair in about 2 minutes, apparently. So I don't know if they really have any particular business model except to keep cutting and try to survive.
Keep cutting and trying to survive, Davey. Cutting staff, of course, means, you know, cutting stories, fewer stories. But beyond the obvious reduction of work output, what other changes occur when you dramatically shrink the size of your newsrooms?
Yeah, I think what you said is just the reality, right? The numbers are the numbers. And despite this, you know, the Journal Sentinel remains the largest newsroom in the state with an incredible reach and institutional power behind it. You know, we have national headliners awards, we have national business awards, magazine awards, 2022 Pulitzer finalist. Like, we are doing this work in spite of the decisions that this company is making. And you know, that takes its toll. People are coming in every day and they're doing absolutely the best that they can. But what we want is stability. We want the tools that we need to do our jobs, and we want reliable pay and benefits that allow us to keep doing this for years to come. And we want that longevity and that retention in our newsroom of all of the talented people that we have.
Dan Kennedy, as an outsider looking in, how effective is the bargaining of News Guild as you look across the country as a bargaining unit and getting demands met?
The pay that Gannett journalists are getting is extremely low. I've seen figures as low as $40,000 for a full-time job. I think the News Guild is doing as much as they possibly can to fight on behalf of their members. But if you look at it strictly in terms of results, they're not getting very far because pay is low, benefits have been cut and suspended repeatedly, and people keep getting laid off. So it's a pretty ugly picture overall.
Northeastern University journalism professor Dan Kennedy there, and Davey Shastri, president of the Milwaukee News Guild, reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's a Gannett publication. Call in and share your perspective. Join in with a question, your thoughts, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As hundreds of Gannett journalists walk off the job this week protesting working conditions and company leadership, we hear from the president of the Milwaukee News Guild, Davey Shastri, and what the strike means for Wisconsin, what it means for the nation. Dan Kennedy here as well, Northeastern University journalism professor. You can add your voice to the conversation, call in with a question, share your comment at 800-642-1234. Davey, you alluded to this. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last year was a Pulitzer finalist for its reporting on apartment fires. And we've certainly featured Milwaukee Journal Sentinel journalists on their groundbreaking stories many times through the years. Are recent cuts affecting newsroom morale?
I would say on some level, you have to ask, you know, individuals about that. But, you know, there is definitely a toll that comes from, you know, seeing our newsroom get cut over and over again. I can speak on a personal level and say, you know, that does wear on me as a young person trying to move up in the newsroom and learn from all the wonderful people who work here. And so I think there is a toll of that. But the reality is that we remain very strong in terms of the talent that we do have. And every day we go into work and see each other and talk to each other and make sure that, you know, we're keeping our spirits up and getting the work done. And so there's still so much potential in this newsroom that I see, and there's so much wonderful, caring people that working there that keep morale high in the face of all of the things that this company, all the decisions that this company has made. And, you know, that's not something we're going to give up easily. We care about this newspaper and we care about this community, and we're going to keep bolstering ourselves up to make sure that, you know, we're doing the best journalism that we can.
Dan Kennedy, you guide future journalists in this career track. Do they have trepidation about what's going on?
Well, of course they do. And they are wondering what sort of a future they have in the news business. But at the same time, I'm somebody who remains profoundly optimistic about where we're going. My research and writing is mainly on local news startups. And we've seen hundreds of them launched over the last 10 to 15 years. And that is a movement that is really accelerating. Most of them are nonprofit, but some of them are for-profit. Most of them are digital only, but some of them are in print. And I think that what we may be seeing as corporate chain owners like Gannett and some others, such as Alden Global Capital, communities are sort of taking this problem on for themselves and finding ways to solve it. And these are not, some of them are, but, you know, these are not all tiny little volunteer projects. A lot of them are substantial newsrooms that are hiring people at a living wage and, frankly, paying people more than Gannett is. So, yeah, of course students are concerned, but I do think that we are slowly heading toward a good place, even as we see the legacy Gannett newspapers continue to fade away, unfortunately.
Will that make any impact on the news deserts that have become so prominent in recent years?
Oh, absolutely. It is having an impact on news deserts. We see a number of news deserts turning into oases, you might say. One thing that does concern me is that the startup newsrooms that I'm talking about tend to be in more affluent urban and suburban areas, and we're seeing less being done for communities of color and rural parts of the country, although there are things happening there as well.
Dan Kennedy, Northeastern University journalism professor, Davey Shastri here, president of the Milwaukee Newspaper Guild, reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Davey, something that your guild was retweeting in recent hours, I think, and it's really intriguing to me, is withholding bylines. I mean, we're seeing the Indy Star reporters not allowing Indy Star to use their names on published work until further notice. What kind of pressure tactic is that?
Yeah, I think it's similar to, going on strike, but it sends a very clear message, right? What is the news without the people who do the news? You know, as reporters, we put our names out there on everything that we do, as I'm sure you understand. And with that, we build, you know, our brand, and we build trust in our reporting. And that has value. That's what, you know, we remind our, you know, managers and leadership as well. And that everybody seems, you know, is aware of, is that, you know, without reporters and photographers and, you know, the people who are doing this work, there's no paper. And, you know, it's a way to keep serving the community while also sending a very clear message that, you know, what would happen if we're not there.
Dan, in a blog post this week, you noted that Gannett named a new vice president of local. What do you see the company trying to accomplish with this position?
That was kind of puzzling, wasn't it? Michael Anastasi of the Tennessean, which is a Gannett paper, was promoted to this position of vice president of local. And at the same time, we learned that Intiaz Patel, who's the CEO of the Baltimore Banner, one of our most highly regarded nonprofit news startups, is leaving for a yet unspecified top position at Gannett. So the news is not all bad, but it remains to be seen what is going to happen with these two positions. My suspicion is that what Gannett wants to do with these folks is to develop new types of regional, statewide, national news and feed them out to all of Gannett's newspapers, because there really hasn't been any sign that they want to double down on doing the kind of day-to-day community journalism that's really needed. Even so, it is a counter to the doom and gloom that normally comes from Gannett, and I think it bears watching.
Okay, we only have a few seconds left, Davey, but for outsiders looking into journalism, not in the industry, in a few words, what can you share to people saying, well, why should I care?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, your local reporters are your neighbors. We eat your food, we drink your water, we live in your neighborhoods, and we care about your community. And the survival and strength of the Journal Sentinel is the survival and strength of our state and our city. Mm. And so, you know, that's what we are fighting to keep. That's what the Local 51 is fighting to keep every day when we go into work. And we are trying to make sure that our jobs don't get cut, that our work isn't outsourced, that we remain here doing this work. And so you can support us by you still subscribing, and, you know, being a stakeholder.
And we have to let it go there. Thank you for joining us, Davey Shastri, president of Milwaukee Newspaper Guild, reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Dan Kennedy, journalism professor at Northeastern University. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.